Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, clouds will be on the increase. We will have a high near 35 degrees. Temperature-wise, in Kenosha, it is currently 16 degrees. It's only 6 above, though, in Burlington. Milwaukee is at 17, 18 right now in Racine. Veteran Kenosha County Circuit Court Judge Michael Wilk is dead at the age of 76. Complications this week from flu and pneumonia. He died at Aurora St. Luke's Hospital in Milwaukee. Judge Wilk had served the last two decades on the bench and was still hearing cases up until last week. He was a Kenosha native, a 1957 Bradford High School graduate. The same year, 1964, that he earned his law degree from the University of Michigan, Wilk returned to Kenosha and opened up a law practice. After two decades on the bench, Wilk had the honor almost 2 years ago of administering the oath of office to his son David, who now presides over Branch 5 in Kenosha County. Well, on the heels of 18 reported deaths in southern Wisconsin related somehow to a bacterial infection, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is noting hospital-acquired superbugs are killing 75,000 Americans every year. Infectious disease expert Dr. Clifford McDonald says patients can pick them up following surgery, through the use of catheters, or in more mundane ways, so you got to be careful.
People do get these organisms that cause these infections from things like bed rails or the hands of healthcare workers. Often those organisms are antibiotic resistant, and that's what we're talking about here also, is that these infections are being caused by antibiotic resistant threats.
All in all, he says, these superbugs are a major problem. As for the life-threatening bacterial infection in southern Wisconsin since the December 29th period, CDC is now helping to look for the source, testing water as well as skincare products. Charges have been filed in Racine County Circuit Court against one of the people reportedly involved in a high-speed shootout between a couple of vehicles that ended up in a fiery crash in downtown Racine in February. 19-year-old Delvin Horde appearing in court to face three counts of first-degree reckless endangerment of safety with a dangerous weapon and carrying a concealed weapon. He's accused of firing several shots during the pursuit, which began when the car in which he was riding got blocked by an SUV near 9th and Washington. Court documents have Horde saying that another person in the car gave him a gun and told him to use it, quote, as a viable option, unquote, should somebody try to, again quoting, do something to them, unquote. After someone in the SUV did fire two shots, the chase began, speeds up to 85 miles per hour, then the crash at 5th and Main Streets. Two men taken to Frederick Hospital with life-threatening injuries at the time. Horde ran from the wreck and hid. He's scheduled to be back in court next week. A man from Illinois is facing drug charges in Kenosha County after his arrest this week in the parking lot of the Woodmans at I-94 and Highway 50. Members of the Kenosha Drug Operations Group, or K-Dog, along with the Sheriff's Department's patrol and canine deputies, arresting 31-year-old Lionel Reyes. This for transporting more than 80 ounces of high-grade marijuana in his car from Illinois. Reports indicate five vacuum-sealed bags of marijuana were discovered, the estimated value just over $28,000. A bipartisan measure introduced by Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin that would provide emergency funding to deal with the nation's opioid epidemic has been rejected by Senate Republicans. The funding plan was an amendment to the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act that was being considered by the Senate. Baldwin says that act doesn't go far enough and fast enough.
Emergency funding is called for at this moment. This is an epidemic, and the current resources are not up to the job.
She says the treatment needs to be available for addicts when they are ready for it. And firefighters and equipment from the Kenosha County Departments of Bristol, Salem, and Trevor were requested this morning a mutual aid call to Antioch, Illinois, for a house fire. The initial call for help came in at about 1:40 a.m. Within about 30 minutes, though, Antioch made it a full MABUS request. That's a mutual aid box alarm system. It launches an approved criteria for additional responders, expanding as far as needed. Hunters in Wisconsin will no longer be required to wear back tags, then after the governor signed a bill this week that ends the requirement. Jeff Nass is with the Wisconsin Force. That's a firearms advocacy group. He says current registration technology has made the rule, well, obsolete.
If we sing and share that message all across this great country.
The bill passing the legislature by wide margins in both the Senate and the Assembly. Just hours before the two men seeking to be Kenosha's next mayor were scheduled to meet in a forum at Gateway Technical College, the district attorney ruled a complaint filed by one against the other has no merit. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Alderman Bob Johnson filed the complaint against former Mayor John Antaramian, claiming Antaramian's consulting work for the city on the Chrysler site was illegal because he was a member of a state advisory board on brownfields. In a letter to Johnson released by his office, District Attorney Robert Zaff said after careful review, he did not find probable cause that a crime had been committed by Antaramian. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Meanwhile, a 45-minute candidates forum between the two men producing last night at our partners at our Gateway Public Radio station had Johnson's complaint to the DA's office about Antaramian and allegedly breaking state law. That was one of the focal points. And Bob Zaff, the DA, of course, saying no, the criminal complaint was invalid. Johnson went after Zaff, claiming a contrary legal opinion from an unnamed Dane County DA, at which point the moderator, Len Iaquinta, cut him off. And then Antaramian implied that he might take legal action against Johnson.
Your comments now, after you have been informed that this is not an issue, calling me again a criminal opens you up after this election is over, and we will talk after this election is over.
I'm not going to allow you to intimidate me into silence.
You're,
because you have been ripping off the city of Kenosha taxpayers and the state of Wisconsin. I'm not going to allow it to happen.
You have been intimidating everybody and anybody who disagrees with you.
Well, let's move on to another question.
You've gone after the press, you've gone after us, you've gone after everyone. Enough, Bob.
This is what people like about me. They know that I'm not going to be backed up.
Well, let's go on to another question.
On actual issues, Johnson accused Antaramian of doubling property taxes during his tenure as mayor. Antaramian said that was ridiculous, given tight state spending caps. He did admit to increasing capital borrowing to fund development of two industrial parks and Kenosha Harbor Park, calling them investments in Kenosha's future. The mayoral debate highlighted a gathering that also pitted candidates for city council and county board against each other. Well, a dozen awards for volunteer efforts in 2015 have been announced by the Volunteer Council of Racine County. Director Al Vollmatt unveiling that list on WRJN's Community Conversations yesterday. Walter Ott gets the honor in agriculture, Jim Wardrop in arts and culture, Mike Frontier for education, Jim Dibler, the economic winner, environmental volunteer honors going to Emily Papara. The good neighbor volunteer is Ellen Martino. Kathleen Bialecki wins the health category. Jaden Jaramillo is the heroic volunteer winner. Ralph Malecki wins for human services. Alan Winter for the senior award. Richie Fair is the veterans volunteer. Hannah Van Stoten, the youth winner. The corporate volunteer award, that has yet to be announced. And the 24th annual Thoughts for Foods event is taking place in Racine County. Beginning tonight, it'll raise money for the Racine County Food Bank. Bands playing music from Sinatra to heavy metal are going to be featured at 14 venues in the downtown area tomorrow night for a single ticket, and there will be shuttle service available. Things all really kick off this evening, though, with an all-ages event at the Eagles Club. Food Bank Executive Director Dan Tyvolkowski says this is an important fundraising event for the organization.
It's our single largest fundraising event, ones that we handle in-house. In the grand scheme of things, it's probably somewhere between 5 and 10% of our total cash budget. We're hoping for closer to 10.
He notes the event comes at a time when traditionally donations are down. Thoughts for Foods, their tickets are $15. They're available at all the participating venues. You want more information? It's available online at thoughtsforfood.org. Meanwhile, WRJN Newscast, they are in podcast form. They are on our webpage. You go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.